As Shang-Chi, F9, and a few other crowd pleasers hit theaters this summer, audiences got reacquainted with going out to the movies. 90% of U.S. cinemas are open, and while the film business usually quiets down in cooler weather, that may not happen this time. In his fall movie preview, critic Bob Mondello notes that for more than a year, Hollywood has been saving its biggest budget debuts.
James Bond has a license to kill, but no one wanted that to apply to movie patrons.
I get why you shot him.
Yeah, well, everyone tries at least once.
So theater owners held their breath as Daniel Craig's final 007 flick slid from April of last year to April of this year.
Come on, Bond. Where the hell are you?
To finally a fall date that looks like it'll stick.
You can imagine why I've come back to play.
At almost 3 hours, No Time to Die is potentially a billion-dollar picture worldwide, too big in a lot of ways to relegate to a streaming service. And what's true for Bond is just as true for Marvel, as it unveils a new batch of superheroes who call themselves Eternals.
We came here 7,000 years ago to protect humans from the Deviants.
7,000 years, eh? If you're an Eternal, time management is apparently not your forte.
How long do we have?
7 days.
'Twas ever thus, right? Also doing a bit of world protecting, Timothy Chalamet is a king in training in Dune, the latest adaptation of sci-fi's biggest selling novel ever.
My father rules an entire planet.
He's losing it.
He's getting a richer one.
He'll lose that one too.
There's talk of a whole cinematic Duneverse on the way.
Arrakis is a death trap.
And with so many films having delayed openings, the same weekend Dune premieres, Chalamet will pop up on other screens in Wes Anderson's latest weirdness. The French Dispatch.
I'm naked, Mrs. Cremins.
I can see that.
Also butting heads this fall will be two true story Adam Driver starring Ridley Scott epics, if you can believe that. The Last Duel, where Driver faces an accusation.
He attacked me.
The accusation is false.
It's the 14th century, so her hubby, Matt Damon, has just one option.
I request a duel to the death.
The Last Duel is told from the viewpoint of each of its main characters, so Driver at least gets his say.
I'm innocent!
Let us let God decide.
Driver will be less lucky in Ridley Scott's House of Gucci, where he plays the fashion designer whose wife...
She's a handful.
...had him killed. His wife is played by Lady Gaga.
I don't consider myself to be a particularly ethical person, but I am fair.
Cinemas will be teeming with other gangster types this fall, including, in The Many Saints of Newark, a gangster you know...
Antonio Soprano.
...just a lot younger than you knew him in high school.
He's got a D-plus average.
Well, he doesn't apply himself, but the results tell us. He's a leader.
Got that right, and played by James Gandolfini's son, Michael. Other movie scammers include gambler Oscar Isaacs and Tiffany Haddish, who stakes him in The Card Counter.
You have to be the strangest poker player I ever met.
Oh, you have no idea.
In the film Beta Test, there are techies who think they've found an illicit path to wealth.
These rich people, they don't have Facebook or anything, but you can bet these mothers have Venmo.
Lower tech folks in Queenpin sell the virtues of coupon counterfeiting, though a small town detective is skeptical.
They call it the coupon high. Supposedly it's better than intimacy with another person. So I've been told.
Sorry, have you not used a coupon or have you not had sex?
What happened?
And The Duke is about a 1960s thief who swiped a painting from London's National Gallery and became a folk hero when he offered to return it if the government invested in better health care.
How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Yes!
For those unfamiliar with court proceedings, that was the plea, not the verdict.
The Duke is based on a true story, as is The Eyes of Tammy Faye, starring Jessica Chastain.
Tammy Faye, what'd you do?
Hello, Mother, this is Jim Baker. My husband.
She sang, he preached.
If everyone watching could double their pledge just for one month,
God loves you. He really does.
And evangelism was their oyster until...
We're not doing anything wrong, though.
Is that a question?
Also based on real life, Kristen Stewart playing Princess Diana in Spencer. And in King Richard, Will Smith is a tenacious California father who, despite what everyone tells him, just knows his girls are going to be great at tennis.
The chances of achieving the kind of success that you're talking about is just very, very unlikely.
Okay, you're making a mistake, but I'm gonna let you make it.
Watch him hit a few balls.
All right. So tell me your names again.
I'm Venus.
I'm Serena.
So they hit a few balls.
So what'd you think?
Documentaries will chronicle other real lives, from one called Julia.
This is Julia Child. Bon appétit.
to fabled authors in The Capote Tapes and Kurt Vonnegut Unstuck in Time, also the Swedish teenager who played Tadzio in Death in Venice, then spent decades trying to live down headlines that had called him the most beautiful boy in the world. Enough reality, you say? Well, how about some animated kid flicks? One's about a buddy robot.
Hi! Insert registered name. I am your...
It's called Ron's Gone Wrong. Disney's Encanto is about a family where everyone's got magical powers except Mirabelle.
Gift or no gift, I am just as special as the rest of my family.
Maybe your gift is being in denial.
And what could be better in a family film than family bonding?
We are going on a road trip!
Except maybe in Adam's Family, too.
This is cruel, even for you.
And for adults, there are genre flicks, including a quartet of westerns. In Jane Campion's The Power of the Dog, Montana rancher Kirsten Dunst tries to protect her family from Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's just a man. Only another man.
In another, Tim Blake Nelson stars as a farmer.
You didn't hold that pistol like any farmer I've ever seen.
Called Old Henry.
Listen to me. What's going to happen will happen quick.
In the Shoot 'Em Up, The Harder They Fall, Idris Elba and Regina King head an all-star black cast.
I know who you are. The angel who hunts down those who trespass against him with no mercy.
And Clint Eastwood is all mercy in Cry Macho, a Bring the Kid Back Alive neo-western.
This macho thing is overrated. Just people trying to be macho, show that they've got grit. That's about all they end up with.
Eastwood also directed Cry Macho. Another actor who directs, Kenneth Branagh, has called Belfast his most personal film, an Irish working-class 1960s story.
Get the same age as ours, or get them killed. We can give these boys a better chance than we ever, huh?
Edgar Wright's time travel fright fest, Last Night in Soho, is set in that same period, and the musical Jonathan Larson wrote before he wrote Rent is set a decade later.
This is the life of
It's called Tick, Tick, Boom because its autobiographical composer hero feels his time slipping away. The Fall also has many films about grief. It haunts the parents linked by tragedy in Mass, the characters in the lush 1920s romance Mothering Sunday, and the bittersweet indie flick Language Lessons. And then there's the anxious high school student whose therapy, writing letters to himself,
Dear Evan Hansen, today is going to be...
takes on a life of its own in a musical that transfixed sold-out Broadway crowds before the pandemic.
On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass.
Dear Evan Hansen will reopen on Broadway in December, but audiences can see it at the multiplex in just a couple of weeks. Finally, no more pandemic-era tap, tap, tapping on the box office window. I'm Bob Mandela.